Well, the Clinton High School Athletic Boosters and the Candlelight Inn again presenting our honorees of the month, and we start with the athlete of the month, and it is Ethan Carpenter. Ethan, you've been doing such a great job in the backfield. We got a different look with the option offense. You got to be loving that.
Yeah, last year we run more of a like a base and receiving kind of, but this year we're running a wing T formation. It's mostly built around running, so that does work out for me.
You've had back-to-back really big ball games carrying the ball, so I would imagine the offensive line must be doing their job.
Yeah, they've been definitely stepping it up. The first game, it didn't really go well. I didn't get the ball much, but after that, against Downport Central, we really saw what like I can do and with the line and what they can do, so we've been using that a lot.
In that Cedar Rapids Washington game, I had the honor to do that ball game. Five lead changes back and forth, came down to a final kick. What was that game like to be a part of?
Yeah, that was a great game. That last kick, I'm pretty sure that kicker has a D1 offer, so it was really surprising for him to miss two field goals in the same game, so that was pretty lucky on our part, but I think we really came together and got the win though.
And now a big win over Maquoketa. You guys are sitting at 3-1. So what's the feeling like among the players? I mean, with three wins and only one loss so far.
At the start, we really were kind of down the dumps because we got kind of bled out by DeWitt, but I think our confidence are really up now since we're 3-1, and heading into Burlington, we really have confidence in that we can beat them.
Of course, now you're into a district play. These are games that are really crucial if we want to get into the playoffs. We open with Burlington. You tell me they've got a good running back, otherwise you don't know a whole lot about the Greyhounds.
Yeah, I mean, we just have to stay locked in this week and keep going hard in practice.
You are not only a leader on offense, but certainly on the defensive side of the ball. You don't come off the field very often. Do you enjoy that?
I do like it, but I am not on the special teams just so the coaches can give me a break. That's the only time I'm really not on the field. But last year, I didn't play much offense, and I was mostly just the defensive guy, I guess. But this year, I really do enjoy getting the ball more often.
Again, just a junior, so you got that senior year. Would you see yourself playing college football at all, Ethan?
Yeah, right now, like on Twitter and stuff and social media, I have been trying to contact coaches about, you know, getting more exposure and stuff. But, yeah, I really do look forward to going to college for football.
You know, and on our staff, you got Nate Harry, Mike Griswold, Brad Peterson. They all played college ball. I would imagine they're helping you.
Yeah, I mean, they do post, we have huddle and they do post film, so that's a really useful thing. I can make highlight tapes and stuff and show coaches, but, yeah.
Of course, not only football, but baseball, certainly track and field as well. What do you enjoy about competing in all athletics?
During my start of high school, like my freshman year and stuff, baseball is definitely my highest priority. But after that sophomore season of football definitely got up there tied with baseball. And then track, that's more of a side thing, but I do really like doing hurdles. And this offseason, I will be working with my friend Jay Dodd. We'll be doing hurdles and stuff and hitting in the cages for baseball.
And finally, let's talk a little bit about the classroom. What are some of your favorite subjects? How are you doing there?
I don't really enjoy any of them much, but math is probably my strong suit, and I think I have like a 4.1 GPA, so that's good for college and stuff.
That is pretty good. Congratulations.
Thank you.